Native Americans, also known as American Indians, Indigenous Americans, and other terms, are the indigenous people of the United States, except Hawaii. The name Indian was given by Christopher Columbus, who mistakenly believed he had landed in the Indies. The history of Native Americans in the U.S. began in ancient times. Tens of thousands of years ago, late in the Ice Age, humans journeyed across the Bering Land Bridge that joined Siberia to Alaska. They had gradually migrated across the land and southward into Mexico and beyond. Their descendants explored along the west coast of North America as early as 1000 BC. They had covered nearly the entire continent. Over thousands of years, as they migrated across the continents, American Indians have developed a variety of languages and civilizations. They came from different tribes, such as from Europe, Asia, or Africa. When the Ice Age ended, the Native Americans developed their tribes by making wise use of natural resources available. They had first experience with growing different crops, such as corn and squash, raising animals like turkeys, llamas, and guinea pigs for food, hunting deer, bison, sea mammals, and catching fish by using a variety of efficient methods. Another development during the period before the European invasions was mound building. From the present-day region of the Midwestern United States to southern Peru in South America, centers of government were marched by enormous mounds of earth. Most of these mounds were flat on top, with palaces and temples built on them. Some were burial sites of honored leaders. American Indian cities were as big as the cities in Europe and Asia at the time. Their fine architecture is still greatly admired. After 1492, European exploration and colonization of the Americas revolutionized how the old and new worlds perceived themselves. Many of the first major contacts were in Florida and the Gulf Coasts by Spanish explorers. From the 16th through the 19th centuries, the population of American Indians sharply declined. Most mainstream scholars believe that, among the various contributing factors, epidemic disease was the overwhelming cause of the population decline of the Native Americans, because of their lack of immunity to new diseases brought from Europe, such as measles, chickenpox, cholera, yellow fever, and many more devastating diseases. However, these diseases were rarely fatal among Europeans. With the meeting of two worlds, animals, insects, and plants were carried from one to the other, both deliberately and by chance. And what is called the Columbian Exchange, especially horses which escaped and began to breed and increase their numbers in the wild. Native Americans used horses to carry goods, to hunt game, and to conduct wars in horse raids. The Europeans started colonizing the Americas in order to cultivate new farmlands and create new jobs for the growing populations of Europe. To do so, they often fought Native American tribal nations for the land. During the American Revolution, the newly proclaimed United States competed with the British for the allegiance of Native American nations east of the Mississippi River. Most Native Americans who joined the struggle sided with the British, based both on their trading relationships and hopes that the colonial defeat would result in the halt to further colonial expansion onto Native American land. The United States was eager to expand and develop farming and settlements in new areas and satisfy land hunger of settlers from New England and new immigrants. The national government initially sought to purchase Native American land by treaties. The states and settlers were frequently at odds with this policy. United States policy towards Native Americans continued to evolve after the American Revolution. George Washington and Henry Knox believed that Native Americans were equals, but their society was inferior. Washington formulated a policy to encourage the civilizing process. This led to the Civilization Fund Act of 1819. As American expansion continued, Native Americans resisted the settlers' encroachment in several regions.